Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hawk Taylor. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Wally Bunker. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball four. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver bunts towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. Taylor moves to third. Martinez moves to second. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is walked intentionally. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison strikes out. Two outs. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Melton reaches second base with a double. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Martinez and he is out, Adair applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, May takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. Aparicio moves to third. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a line drive into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCraw. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martinez moves to third. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Martinez scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Berry strikes out. 2 outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunker strikes out. 1 out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 2 in the game. Schall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw strikes out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Martinez moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Martinez moves to third. Oliver moves to second. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops it up and throws to first, with bunker covering, for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Juan Rios pinch hits for Wally Bunker. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 3 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don O'Reilly now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Berry strikes out. 1 out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 2 in the game. John takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. John moves to third. McCraw moves to second. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. John scores. McCraw moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Wickersham. McCraw scores. Aparicio moves to third. Hopkins moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 3 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Hopkins scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Melton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Piniella moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Martinez is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 3 in the game. Knupp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Knupp reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. John hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. McCraw bunts towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.